Are you the type of person who agonises over the photos you post on social media? Do you always dress up before leaving the house? Do you bite your tongue if you think your real opinions might reflect badly on you? Do you worry that a new relationship will feel good for a few months, but that when the other person gets to know you, it will all go wrong? The true self brain is all about authenticity and trying to control the way other people perceive you. Our authenticity stems from our formative experiences. Imagine a parent that appears ostensibly controlling, only for a child to realise this is built on fragile foundations. They see the fragility and they live with it, but to the outside world, it, along with a family's authenticity, is hidden from view. The child's response may sometimes be to act up, to try and make the underlying difficulties public, or, alternatively, they may try to protect themselves and their fragile parent by hiding the less appealing parts of themselves. They learn to push parts of their true self deeper and deeper inside, presenting a front both to their parents and the world. What starts as a survival mechanism in childhood can be carried through into adult life. Somewhere along the line, they think they have received the message that what they are is not what others like. So they subconsciously choose to conceal the bits they perceive as messy or unlovely in a variety of ways. For example, some people will mimic or mirror back what is in front of them in order to appear like-minded and friendly. Others put on a dazzling display to draw the eye away from the true self. On other occasions, it can also take the form of only revealing the bad side and concealing the normal good-bad mix. Think of the child in school who looks and behaves stupidly, despite the teacher knowing they are in fact very bright. We all control our self-image to some extent, because of the innate human desire to be liked. But it's a spectrum. It is one thing to put our best photographs on social media, quite another to have social media photos so out of sync with our real appearance that we avoid meeting in person. A balanced, true self-brain tends to be consistent in the person they present. They may be consistently unusual, but that is just who they are, which goes hand in hand with clear boundaries. If someone tries to push them around, they know who they are and can respond clearly with, "No, actually I'm not going to do that, it wouldn't be good for me." But a more controlled person may present themselves in more of an inconsistent manner, altering themselves to suit the person or group they are with. As they are less confident in the persona they are channeling, their boundaries tend to be less clear and can more easily find themselves in difficult situations outside of their comfort zone. This type of controlled brain may also develop sensitive antennae that monitor the responses in other people so that they can adjust their own behaviour accordingly. It may feel to them as though they are offering the other person an opportunity to have a say in the interaction. But the reality is that they are attempting to control the other person's perception of them. Continual subconscious manipulation of image and persona like this can be exhausting, including for the person on the receiving end. Whilst the subconscious desire is to avoid detection of supposed less appealing traits, the behaviour in fact renders it more difficult to get close to the real them. It requires time and patience to let people in far enough to have true relationships. To learn gradually that what we believe is an embarrassing or bad trait is actually totally normal, possibly even charming or endearing in the eyes of others.